Every morning lately, I've been waking up early to listen to the dawn chorus, the amazing swelling of birdsong starting about an hour before sunrise, before first light, and lasting until the light is bright enough that one by one the singers wander off to find food and get busy with nesting responsibilities. Not all birds are as early risers as others. It's a lot of fun listening to figure out which wake up first and which sleep in. One of the late risers who seldom seems to join in until over an hour after the loudest singing is over is the great crested flycatcher. I have a pair nesting somewhere around my apartment in Ithaca, but I haven't figured out yet where. I watch them sallying out from branches of some dead trees near my balcony. They more often hunt in the deeper woods where I can't see them so well, so I'm always delighted when they come out where I can see them. Great crested flycatchers are not the kind of bird that takes your breath away. They're handsome, but somehow the bright yellow belly and rich rusty tail and back seem muted, and their crest gives them more a shaggy than jaunty appearance. The songs and calls are unique and easy to identify and have a cool, funky quality that I love, but they wouldn't make the top 10 list for beautiful bird songs. In a world where the overachievers among birds get all the attention, great crested flycatchers are the workhorses who don't care in the least what we think of them. They go about their daily activities, not noticing or caring if someone posts a video of their private life on YouTube. Like just about anything, great crested flycatchers are fascinating when you get to know them better. I've always loved that they line their nests with shed snake skins. No one knows why they do this. It was often speculated that it might help frighten away predators, but really shed snake skins seldom look like actual snakes. And the flycatchers take crinkled cellophane, waxed paper, and pieces of birch bark as readily. Sometimes the reasons why animals do what they do are difficult to tease out, and sometimes a behavior that long ago had a specific purpose now remains simply because it became part of its repertoire that it stuck with for no reason at all, like our appendix. Except that, as it turns out, our appendix does have some functions. It can serve as a repository for digestive bacteria. So if a person is afflicted with dysentery or other intestinal disorder that cleans out the digestive system's natural flora, the appendix can help repopulate the gut. And it may serve a role in the lymph system. In the same way, those snake skins might still serve some kind of purpose, perhaps providing insulation, perhaps being an excellent, even somewhat reflective background color for these flycatchers to more easily see their dark-colored eggs and babies in the darkness of their cavity nests. Great crested flycatchers are the only cavity nesters in their family in eastern North America. They use old woodpecker holes and also mailboxes and other human structures. Now that I'm figuring out what birds live in my neck of the woods, I'm hoping to set out some birdhouses next year. Maybe I should also start collecting snake skins. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.